Hello, my name is Rosie. Welcome to my podcast, Alternate Endings, Are You Smarter Than ChatGPT? This is a podcast where we give you two different stories. Both stories start with a real paragraph from a classic literary novel. One is an entire actual passage from the novel. The other is written by ChatGPT, based on the first paragraph. Can you tell which one is real, and which one is written by a robot? In Season 2 of Alternate Endings, Human Rosie will interview one of you, a fan of the show, to see if you can guess which story is ChatGPT and which one is the real author. Our first guest is Erne, a math professor from Brazil. Let's see how he does with Romeo and Juliet on this Valentine's Day special.
Hello, Erne.
Hello, Rosie.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
You're doing well? Okay. Do you know what you're here for?
Yes. For guessing whether a story was written by a robot or not.
That's right. So, okay. Before we start, I want you to tell the people who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Okay. My name is Erne. I am from Brazil. Mm-hmm. I am a professor in the area of mathematics, statistics.
So a professor of mathematics and statistics. So you know a lot about classic literature.
Not really. I actually once tried to read Romeo and Juliet, but I didn't get to the end. So I guess I'm the right person for this,
okay.
For this interview, for this job.
So you've read some of Romeo and Juliet, but not all of it.
Not all of it. I know the story, kind of, but I'm not an expert. No.
Have you seen the movies or the play?
I've seen the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, right?
No, I think that's Titanic.
No. What's her name?
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio, yes.
All right, so.
I know they die at the end.
You know they die at the end. So like Titanic 2.
Yeah.
But that's, I guess Leo dies, Rose doesn't die.
Yeah.
So what I'm gathering is that you don't know anything about Romeo and Juliet. A tiny bit.
A tiny bit, yes.
Okay.
But I think everybody knows a tiny bit, right?
That's very, very true. That's very true. Are you ready for the first passage?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou her maid art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious.
All right, that's the first part of, that's the first paragraph.
This is old English, right?
It's really old English. It's very old English. It's like 1400. I don't know. When was Shakespeare alive? 1400s? 1500s? I think we'll need a fact checker on this podcast because I have no idea. Okay. So did you recognize that?
No.
No?
No, not really. I still have a 50% chance.
That's true. That's true. Says the math professor. I think this is one of the most famous parts of Romeo and Juliet.
It is?
Yeah. I don't know it, though. I'm not that familiar either.
Mm-hmm. Is it, like, how easy is this for you?
This particular one is hard. The other stories, I think, are easier because I think ChatGPT is good at imitating Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the other stories are... You can just tell it's like, oh, let me put like a nice happy little ending to the end of this thing. Whereas like most of the actual stuff is not like a tie it up with a bow. But this I think is actually one of the hardest ones. So
even though I may not understand all the words and the story and everything, I can still try to guess by the style, the writing style.
Exactly.
So it may work. Okay. I think this.
And a 50-50 chance. So
yes,
then if you end up getting it right, you can just say you know by the style.
Yeah, okay.
And if you get it wrong, you can say, I don't know, you're a math professor.
Okay, I'll find some excuse.
Okay, good. Okay, you ready for the first passage?
The next paragraph or the one created by the robot?
You can't, I'm not telling you that. Nice try. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Our vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady, oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses, I will answer it. I am too bold, 'tis not to me she speaks.
Okay.
Thoughts? Reactions? Shakespeare? ChatGPT?
I would guess ChatGPT.
Okay.
But I'm going to listen to the other one, right?
Okay. But initial guess is that's ChatGPT.
Initial guess, yes.
Okay, we'll see if it changes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do you think it's ChatGPT?
I don't know anymore.
You don't know? No. This is the 50% chance coming into play. Okay. We'll go into the second one and we'll see if you have more of a thoughtful.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Her visage holds not half thy beauty's grace. Therefore, dear son, let not the moon's false light steal thy just glory and make thee but a shadow in the eyes of the beholders. Rise, O rise, and let thy radiance bathe the world in light, chasing away the dark and dismal night. For thou art fair, and in thy fairness shines.
I see a look of absolute confusion.
Exactly.
Okay.
You said this is one of the most famous passages?
The first paragraph.
Okay, the first paragraph.
Well, I can't tell you about.
No, for sure. But because I didn't recognize any of it.
Okay.
Neither the first or the second one, so I really have no clue.
You have no clue? Okay. No. Okay, so it's a 50-50 shot.
It is a 50-50
okay.
shot.
Okay. You gonna roll your dice here?
Let me see. I'm going to guess that the second one is ChatGPT because it's using this word.
Thy?
Yeah, it's trying to sound old.
Oh, interesting. So you don't think that Shakespeare actually uses thy?
I guess. But there's like twice in the same paragraph.
Okay.
So it's like somebody trying to pretend.
Interesting. So Shakespeare's too smart to use thy twice in a paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's a very good rationale. How confident are you about it?
50%. What else? Let me see if I can find other clues. And also here it's talking about the sun and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's too cliche.
The sun and the moon in the second one's too cliche?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have two reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm 60%.
60% confident? Yeah. Okay. All right. You ready for the answer?
Yeah, I think I'm ready. Okay.
You ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Really?
Yeah. The second one is ChatGPT. At first, I was like, he's not going to get it because the first he was like, oh, this one's definitely ChatGPT. But you got it. You did it.
I'm happy.
You feel good?
I wasn't expecting it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel good.
You were 60% confident. You feel good?
Feel good.
Okay.
About you?
How do I feel about this?
Yes.
I'm very impressed because I feel like this is one of the harder ones that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that ChatGPT sucks at imitating. When you really
I should have said look. That I'm 100% confident.
You should have. Right? You should have. Well, you can say it in retrospect. You were 100% confident.
Yeah, I was like 90%. Actually.
You were being humble.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, really trying to play down. Okay, well, thank you, Erne.
Thank you for having me
and
for the opportunity.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
This is fun?
This
good.
Is fun, yeah.
I'm glad. Okay. Shall we call it a wrap?
Yes, let's call it a wrap. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And see you on the next episode.
Aww.
Of?
Alternate Endings. Are you smarter than ChatGPT?
Thanks for listening to Alternate Endings. Tune in next time for your next challenge.